This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
Time to talk all things real estate. Good morning, Torsten.
Good morning, Eddie.
How are you today?
We're excellent. Thank you, Eddie. I had an amazing day yesterday. Some wonderful auctions for myself and the firm. And today is going to be another great day as well. Lots of opens and plenty of buyers out there.
Well, I noticed that Sammy's not here, so he must be flat out in the office.
He is indeed. We've got a lot of properties that we're opening today, so Sammy's unfortunately had to give today a miss.
And we'll catch up with Sammy next week. Now, TK, this week, a bit of a Q&A. You've got some emails in front of you.
Yeah, we have indeed. In fact, it's one thing we haven't talked about, I guess, before is the three-day cooling off
and
how that affects an auction and also private sales. So I guess really from an auction point of view, if you are to put in an offer prior to the auction and it is 3 days prior to the actual auction date or 3 days after the auction date, the cooling off will apply. But there's no cooling off for an auction. So you're bidding at an auction, you're buying the property unconditionally. So you can't put a finance clause in or other expectations.
So once the hammer falls, that's it.
That's it. Basically, once you've signed that contract, you're obliged to follow through on that. But if you've actually bought it also on the Monday, Tuesday or Wednesday, those same rules apply. So a lot of people don't realise that if they are signing that contract on the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they're actually signing an unconditional contract.
Okay.
Now, with the cooling off, though, if you do happen to cool off for whatever reason, it's not clear putting in writing that you are going to be cooling off. There actually is a refund that goes to the purchaser, but also to the vendor. The vendor is entitled to take some of the deposit monies that have been placed. That'll either be $100 or 0.2% of the purchase price, whichever is the greater. So,
yes. So
it's a very formal approach.
So give us an example, Torsten.
So, Eddie, a good example would be if you've purchased a property for $700,000, you have a $70,000 deposit, you apply the 0.2% against that $70,000, and that would equate to $140. So obviously it'd be the $140 that would be deducted from the deposit.
Yes.
And the rest of that would be returned to you as the purchaser.
Sure.
There are a few exemptions. We've already mentioned the three clear business days before and after an auction, but also if a property is used primarily as an industrial or commercial use, then there is no cooling off that will apply. In the farming sector, if it's 20 hectares in size or greater, then again, there is no cooling off on that particular property.
So all the rules are different depending on what you're buying the property for?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And also, if you've signed a contract for sale that's and the terms are the same, then again, it won't apply. And the other interesting thing here is that if you're an estate agent or a corporate body, again, there is no cooling off that applies as well. So, as I say, a few inexperienced licensed agents have bought properties where they just haven't realised that there is no cooling off for themselves. So it's an interesting aberration of the Act that, whilst lawyers can draw up the contracts, they get cooling off, but your poor old real estate agent doesn't.
This is The Real Estate Show.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
This is The Real Estate Show. Thanks to Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside. 9531-1245, the one central number to call. 9531-1245 for all your real estate needs, whether they be residential or commercial, property management or sales. If you're calling from interstate, pop an 03 in front of that number. Internationally, our country code is 61, then 3. 9531-1245. Four offices in the Melbourne and outer Melbourne metro area. TK, where are they?
They're in Port Melbourne, Elwood, Blackrock and Mount Martha, Eddie.
And we continue.
So we've got an email from Bill from Blackrock.
Good morning, Bill.
Yes, good morning to you too, Bill. And it's an excellent question. With only a few weeks left before December, is it too late to actually submit the property for auction?
Well, I guess on this side of Christmas, I think it is.
On this side of Christmas, it's starting to... If the property is ready to go, so if it's in showcase condition, we could get it on for next week, which would mean that we'd have a three-week campaign. We have got some auctions booked for the 17th of December, and historically, that particular weekend has been very, very strong. So,
what about selling it on Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve. Well, you know that Sam and I are up for year 11 in a row.
Absolutely.
Christmas Eve is on a Saturday this year. So
yes,
it'll be interesting to see whether business is done on that day or whether it happens on the Friday the 23rd. But look, certainly if your property is ready to go, we can get the photos on Monday, there'd be no problems in getting it online and ready for what we call a 3-week campaign. And we've had some very effective 3-week campaigns at this time of year. And the reason why they do actually work at this time of year is the choice for buyers diminishes on a weekly basis. So,
question without notice, Torsten. Would you have an auction on Christmas Eve? Seeing that it's a Saturday, you could wrap up a house in a big bow and put it under somebody's Christmas tree.
Eddie, it's in concept, it would be a terrific idea. The only fear would be there's a lot of people that go and do their Christmas shopping on that day, and there's a lot of distractions happening. So if you were going to go that week, I'd be more recommending a twilight auction on that Wednesday the 21st or the Thursday the 22nd for a twilight auction. And that way you know that you're giving people a few extra days. As you know, we've had some wonderful twilight auctions. We were due to have one last night. Unfortunately, fortunately for our client, we actually sold that a week ago.
Right.
I was very much looking forward to doing that auction as a twilight, but we got a terrific offer that we sold that particular property last week, so that didn't happen last night. We had Mr. Whippy already, and we had the barbecue all ready to go, and the team ready to put their aprons on and cook some sausages and bread for the locals. But we'll wait for another opportunity. But certainly, as I say, if Bill's house is ready and we can get the photographers in on either Monday, Tuesday, we'd be live on the net, and then you could aim for, as I say, an auction on that weekend of the 17th, or if you wanted to give yourself an extra weekend, then you'd go for a twilight on the 21st, the 22nd. I think a thing that's actually really interesting, though, last year we had 26 properties for sale in December, and all 26 sold. 25 of those sold at auction, including that final weekend, the equivalent of what this year would be the 17th. And we had one pass in, which then sold on the 28th of December. So it is a very, very strong month for marketing property, and as I say, you've got a great opportunity there if you're ready right now. Alternatively, Bill, if you're not quite ready as far as works and so forth, what I'd recommend is that we'd lock in a date for auction in February, but we could introduce buyers over the late December period and early January period, and you may well find that you get a very fruitful offer prior to going to a dedicated campaign.
Here's something. I'd love to see Sam dressed in a Santa costume trying to do an auction just before Christmas.
Well, I think he'd enjoy that.
We've
had a few costumes over the years. We had a vacant lot on Mitford Street opposite a park, and it was such a unique opportunity. In fact, two beautiful homes have been built on that site since, and Sam and I dressed in our baseball gear because the title that I came up with for the actual property was Field of Dreams.
Well done.
So, as I say, a bit of theme is it never goes astray, a bit of colour, and auctions are theatre, Eddie.
This is The Real Estate Show.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
And we continue. Torsten, I'm hearing there's some exciting news about Elwood 47.
There is indeed, Eddie. We had a huge demand for the penthouse that, as you know, we sold, and a few disappointed buyers. Unfortunately, there is only one penthouse.
Yes.
So our wonderful clients at Elwood 47 have been thinking about that, and they've managed to create a sub-penthouse, which is just below the penthouse.
So a sub-penthouse is
the one level below the main penthouse.
Yes.
But, you know, the wonderful thing about this particular property is it does have the sizing of a penthouse and the fit-out of a penthouse and the dimensions room-wise. So this particular apartment, and we, you know, as I say, our sub-penthouse at Elwood 47, is 217 square metres internally, and
wow,
it's got terraces of 52 metres squared. So wonderful indoor and outdoor space. You then gain two storage cages and plus four car spaces. So it's secure underground car spaces. So it is...
Sorry, I've never heard the term sub-penthouse before.
Yes, it's a growing phenomenon in the sense that, as I say, often a penthouse will be one level. The sub-penthouse is the best apartment if it is actually fitted to a penthouse quality and proportion just below the actual penthouse itself, which is the case with this particular apartment. So it's got beautiful detailing. It's got all of the features that you'd expect as far as the finishes in the kitchens and the bathrooms. But what I really love about this particular apartment is that you've got uninterrupted views of the water. You've got an open plan living section, and then because of the way it's designed, all the bedrooms have got this terrific access to their own individual bathrooms.
Yep.
So the three bedrooms come with a bathroom. So, so three en-suites, which is quite a dramatic finish for a growing family. Often you'll find that we'll have a lot of empty nesters that have got one teenager still at home, and that means the way that this has been designed, they've actually isolated that big bedroom for that particular, last of the nest to leave.
Yes.
But also, if you're a growing family, this particular apartment, really, it's bigger than most homes. The average houses that we sell in the office range between 140 to 180 square metres. This is 217 square metres opposite the beach, opposite the foreshore, and walking distance to the Elwood Village. So for those listeners that are actually looking to simplify their lives and sell the home with all the maintenance and so forth and want to do a bit more travelling, this is a genuine option. But what we're also noticing is we're becoming a bit more international, Eddie, and we are getting inquiries from families that have been expats overseas, and they've actually really enjoyed the environment of having their families grow in a boutique building. And as you know, Elwood 47 is only a building of 17 apartments. So
yes,
created a benchmark as far as its boutiqueness.
So you can see the water clearly.
You've got beautiful views of the water. You can also look right or left, and you've got the topography of Brighton, and you've also can look down towards the Port Melbourne, Williamstown area as well. But one of the interesting things about that position is that you, and I've lived a few doors down the road from where we have the Elwood 47 site, it is just a beautiful orange haze of different purples and oranges and colour in the evening when you have your sunsets.
Mm.
And the beauty of the sun rises, there's this crispness to the water there, and it is just, it's a wonderful place to actually raise a family, or if you're an empty nester looking to downsize, to enjoy that time when you're in Melbourne, but also because you've got the secure building, you can lock up, leave and go travelling knowing that you've got an elevated apartment, fully secured and with views that I just don't think will be beaten.
And Torsten, that's where we have to leave it for this week. Do it all again next week.
Can't wait to catch up with you in person next time, Eddie.
This has been The Real Estate Show. Back next week.
The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
Wherever you go, say hello.